This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Nepal has banned China's TikTok because its content was, quote, detrimental to social harmony, unquote. The decision comes days after Nepal introduced a new rule requiring social media firms to set up liaison offices in the country. TikTok, which has around 1 billion monthly users, has been banned by several countries, including India, and the UK Parliament banned TikTok from its network. Pakistan has temporarily banned TikTok at least 4 times in the past 3 years, and TikTok's online shopping service was shut down in Indonesia last month. The bans on TikTok are over concerns that TikTok could be a national security risk. TikTok is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company. In March, a U.S. congressional committee grilled a TikTok chief executive about whether the Chinese government could access user data or influence what Americans see on the app. TikTok and ByteDance repeatedly said that they would never spy on Americans, despite admitting that employees had used the TikTok accounts of journalists to obtain information about them. Earlier this year, Montana became the first U.S. state to ban TikTok. The Montana law makes it illegal for app stores and internet service providers to offer TikTok, but does not punish people who already have TikTok from using it. Montana had previously banned the app on government devices last December. While YouTube and Facebook are popular among internet users of all age groups, TikTok is highly popular with younger age groups, with more than 80% of social media users aged between 16 and 24 using the platform. A mine worker has died in a machinery accident at an underground precious metals mine in south-central Montana, triggering a temporary shutdown to all mining operations while the death is investigated. The worker was preparing an area for future mining early Monday at the Stillwater Mine in Nye, Montana. The mine worker was bolting up wire panels to prevent falling rock when the accident happened. The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration is calling the death a machinery accident. Stillwater Mine and the nearby East Boulder Mine were bought by South Africa-based Sibanye in 2017 and are the only platinum and palladium mines in the U.S. The accident is being investigated by federal mine safety officials along with local mine officials. The worker's name has not yet been released. No mining took place during Monday's day or evening shift, sidelining about 1,000 workers. The company has not decided when work will resume, but intends to resume as quickly as possible. This Friday, Montana's Board of Public Education will vote on teaching license fees. Currently, most teachers pay $30 for a 5-year license, that's $6 a year, but Montana's Republican Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnson, is under scrutiny for mismanaging funds in her agency and for a budget shortfall at the State Office of Public Instruction. Arnson is proposing to assess teachers a technology fee, nearly doubling the teacher's license fee. Montana's Board of Public Education will decide the teacher license fee structure and could approve Arnson's proposal to double fees, or they could propose a fee structure of their own. Raising the teaching license fees is yet another burden on Montana's teachers, the lowest paid in the nation. Montana is dead last in starting teacher salaries, averaging $36,480 a year. Recent news reports have detailed Montana's difficulty in recruiting and retaining teachers. One notable example is the former Gallatin Valley Teacher of the Year, Morgan Coffin, who recently quit his job teaching social studies at Gallatin High School in Bozeman because his salary didn't meet the cost of housing or the cost of living in Bozeman. Coffin's example is mirrored across Montana. More than half of newly licensed teachers in Montana leave the state or the profession within the first 3 years on the job. One quarter of teachers in Montana reported having a second job during the school year, and an estimated 40% have student loan payments. Across the state, teachers spend on average $500 of their own money on classroom supplies without reimbursement.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.